to meet Thursday to discuss the military operation in northeastern Syria that Turkey says is a measured and responsible anti-terror operation. Meanwhile, the mainly Kurdish fighters in the region are appealing for help to, quote, save our people from genocide. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Thursday that 109 Syrian Kurdish fighters have been killed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday there was no blackmail in his July phone call with President Donald Trump. Zelensky's call with President Trump is now at the center of an impeachment inquiry by the Democrat-led U.S. House of Representatives. During the call, the U.S. president asked Zelensky to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who had business dealings in Ukraine. Two men from the U.S. state of Florida, tied to personal Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, are facing federal campaign finance charges. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were key in Giuliani's efforts at getting Ukraine to investigate business dealings by Joe and Hunter Biden. Their arrest stems from a $325,000 donation to a political action committee supporting the president's re-election. Prosecutors say the men lied about where the money came from. The donation was won in a flurry that gained them access to the president and other GOP officials. Prosecutors say the two men also asked an unidentified congressman to help remove the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine after committing to raising money for the lawmaker. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization reports progress in containing the Ebola outbreak in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea is threatening to resume nuclear and long-range missile tests. Government officials are claiming the U.S. instigated some European members of the U.N. Security Council to condemn its recent ballistic missile tests. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The warning by Pyongyang's foreign ministry followed the weekend breakdown of North Korea-U.S. nuclear negotiations in Sweden, the first such talks between the countries in more than 7 months. Some observers say North Korea's threat may be a tactic to pressure the U.S. into making concessions, as a restart of nuclear and long-range missile tests would likely derail negotiations, deepen its international isolation, and further dim prospects for rebuilding its moribund economy. I'm Karen Chamas.
Reuters reports the United States and China's top trade negotiators met on Thursday for the first time since late July to try to find a way out of a 15-month trade war. The two sides are meeting to narrow differences enough to avoid a scheduled October 15th tariff rate increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods. But the atmosphere surrounding the talks was soured by the U.S. Commerce Department's decision on Monday to blacklist 28 Chinese public security bureaus, technology and surveillance firms, citing human rights violations. In Hong Kong, journalists covering the increasingly violent pro-democracy demonstrations have been injured by police action and sometimes assaulted by protesters. VOA's Brian Padden has more.
Despite wearing yellow vests to identify themselves as journalists, a number of reporters in Hong Kong have been injured or attacked during the protests. An Indonesian reporter was blinded in one eye when hit with a rubber bullet after police fired into a crowd of demonstrators. A journalist was hit by a fiery gasoline bomb thrown by a protester. There have been other incidents of reporters being assaulted by police and of activists attacking certain journalists they identify as pro-Beijing. Hong Kong police have denied they are targeting journalists, but said there is room for improvement in the coordination between police and the media. Journalist organizations have called for both the government and protesters to protect the right of an independent press to report on all sides of this volatile conflict. Brian Padden, VOA News, Hong Kong.
The price of electricity jumped an alarming 320% in Zimbabwe on Wednesday. The second price hike in 3 months is adding to the country's worst economic crisis in more than a decade. Authorities said the hike was needed for the power company to be able to afford to maintain its equipment and buy fuel for its generators. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA.